And joining us now also from Washington is Libby Casey from Alaska Public Radio Network to talk about the trial of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, which continues today and got pretty dramatic yesterday. In open court, the jury actually got to hear the senator's voice on an FBI wiretap, and they were witness to what seems like a pretty cavalier attitude about this whole trial. Listen.
The worst that can happen to us is we run a bunch of legal fees and might lose, and we might have to pay a fine, might have to serve a little time in jail. I hope to Christ it never gets to that, but I don't think it will. But I mean, I'm developing the attitude that I don't think I did anything wrong, so I'm going to go right through my life and keep doing what I think is right.
That's the longest-serving Republican in the Senate, Ted Stevens, talking on a wiretapped phone call. Libby Casey, what was the jury's reaction, insofar as you could tell, to that piece of evidence?
Well, the jury heard this a little while ago, and this is really maybe the most damaging piece of tape. They heard a lot of other tape where Stevens just kept saying, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent of anything, everything. And what's important to remember is he probably knew he was being recorded by this point. He's talking to his friend Bill Allen, who was at the center of a big investigation, and I think the jury got the sense that he probably knew he was being taped.
Now, part of the strategy of the Stevens defense is to suggest that an oil executive inadvertently made arrangements to, you know, wildly upgrade the senator's cabin in the woods without telling him, and that any sort of upgrades that were made at taxpayer expense are not his fault. Can you describe that? And when we come back after the break, I want to ask you about some very interesting tape that was also played in open court. But let me explain this defense strategy.
That's right. Well, the Stevens couple owned a little cabin in Alaska, and it was upgraded, doubled in size, made really quite a luxury place to stay. And Stevens' lawyers say he just didn't know about it. The couple lives in Washington, and their friend Bill Allen was overeager and adding things onto the house they didn't want, things that maybe really weren't in place for the house, like metal stairs, which maybe don't fit in on a woodsy cabin. And they say Stevens was just ignorant, and Allen kind of used the house as a crash pad.
And let's listen to this piece of tape, which is an overheard phone call, which isn't of Senator Stevens. And I want you to explain this when we come back. Listen right here.
Well, we don't need this thing floating around.
No.
We need to get it from him. We need to get him to the guy at Chugach Sewer and Drain to make that disappear from his records.
Yeah.
Now, the guy saying yep there is Mr. Allen, who you referred to. What are they talking about, and why is this relevant to the jury?
That's right. These are two of Ted Stevens' closest friends talking about a bill that Bill Allen paid for Ted Stevens. And the question is, did Stevens know about it? Allen said Stevens didn't until he got a piece of paper saying the bill had been paid by Allen. Well, that paper trail was established, and so these two guys are after the fact scheming on how they can get this contractor, this repair guy who fixed a boiler, to get rid of the bill.
Well, and here's more of this cavalier attitude as this conversation continues here. Take a listen to this.
You just have to make a copy of it. Make a print of it on one of your copy machines.
Yeah.
And then if it ever did come up, you could say, I didn't deposit that. Hell, I know I did. I don't know where it went.
Yikes. Now, the defense Yeah, I mean, the prosecution has to link this to Stevens directly, right?
Absolutely, John. You've hit the nail on the head. Those are two of Stevens' friends saying they don't have to get Stevens to actually pay them. They can just get him to write a check, but they don't ever have to really cash it. So the question is, though, did Stevens know about any of this? And they're saying the big bad guy of all of this is this oil field services company CEO, Bill Allen.
Ted Stevens is facing the real prospect of having to go back to Alaska and campaign with a verdict in the headlines. Either way, does he campaign, Libby?
Absolutely. This guy's a fighter, and today is a big day because he's taking the stand. He testified for about 20 minutes yesterday. He'll go back on the stand today, and this is the first time he's really speaking out about what happened. So this is getting a lot of play back in Alaska. How will the senator explain all of this?
There are a lot of people who say, why would he take the stand? What was he thinking? There's no upside in it for him.
You know, this is Ted Stevens. This is a guy who wears the incredible Hulk tie and rails on the Senate floor. He wants to get his word out, and he does open himself up to cross-examination by the government. But Stevens said all along, he paid every bill he got, he didn't mean to do anything wrong, and this is his one shot. I mean, it's sort of all on the line. You know, if he can beat this charge, he can win the election. So he just feels like, I guess, that this is a chance to set the record straight in his opinion.
Well, maybe he needs a Spider-Man tie instead of an Incredible Hulk tie. Libby Casey, thanks so much for being with us. Libby Casey, covering the Ted Stevens trial, longest-serving Republican senator on trial for felony misuse of federal funds from the Alaska Public Radio Network. That's Libby Casey. Adora?
You're so quick, John. What did you say, a Spider-Man tie?